You're about to experience the Play Myself Show, where we dig deep into history, trends, and culture. Now, here's your host, Miles.
Welcome to the Play Myself. Turn the music off.
No more music.
You gotta move
the music
track.
Needs to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Play Myself Show.
Yes.
I'm Miles.
And I'm Mo.
I'm Drew.
And we got a special guest.
Yeah.
Drew. We see the live chat active already, but we'll address that later, you know. But
Drew's in here.
I'll tell you guys this, man. This is a very special show, and I want to say that every show, but this is a very interesting gathering.
Yeah,
I would say. So first and foremost, let me pay a little bills. You see, I'm rocking the the gold and purple, and then we got the lights lighted for Kobe. I was at helping with the Remamba set up for the art show yesterday. So that's Remamba, remamba.show.com.
Can you spell?
If y'all can go, I can't spell. I'm dyslexic. So if y'all get a chance, if you're in the New York City area, it's on 208 Bowery. It's a very special event. Check it out. I've been killing it, trying to on that. But we're going to talk heavy tonight.
Yes.
And Mo's going to do the heavy lifting.
Yes.
See a lot of people talking. And I got my brother's shirt on. Like I said, this is Mamba week, so we're going to talk heavy.
Mamba.
Right? But we got another creator in the crib.
Yes. Right now. Well, let's start off by, you know, how was your week, Miles? Let's start off with that.
So, Play Myself Show. So, my week was crazy because talking about Remamba, I was in New York City yesterday, right? I took leave responsibly,
mm-hmm.
right? But my buddy Edgar, he was like, he had so much going on. And you know how, like, when your friend, you don't want to, like, hit him with little shit?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, I gotta pee. So, like, and he like, and then like, by the time I built the courage to tell him as a man, he was like, "Yo, son, like, just peeing my shit. Like, I'm not looking at your dick. Like, I seen your dick before, type shit, right?"
Yes,
I'm in the military, so like, he was my leader, right? But he's not even looking at my shit like that, right?
Yeah.
So the motherfucker like, I'm peeing, but I'm on a knee because he moved his chair up and shit. But then I might have got distracted. Well, I think I overfilled the shit like that I was peeing.
The ball and spring bottle, though.
Yeah. Nah.
Wait, stop.
How many ounces was this bottle?
This shit was like a 16. But like, I'm a conscious peer. So like, I could pee a little and be good for the toilet. Like, I gotta just be good with that shit. That's like maybe army training.
but then you piss up a fucking 3-liter Price Chopper bottle.
Well, let me soda. Just tell you my story. All right? So I'm like, fuck. He like, yo, you good? But I was on the knee. I was trying to get my joint out,
mm-hmm.
and like, and my fucking shit. And it was weird because I peed all over my shorts.
Oh!
But I had the whole day in New York, and like, I'm a light packer, so straight up, just pee all over my shit. But then he like, yo, wife, you're not gonna want no fucking pee bottle in the whip. So
get to toss that shit out the window.
Go to sports. Nah, we was parked up. So it's like, yo, we was waiting for somebody. It's just sound weird. I'm saying like this, but I was like, yo, boom, I'm about to go try to find a trash can. But that's that. I had light shorts on. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was like, damn, like, I'm peeing on my shit. But yeah, I'm married, son, so I don't give a fuck. I was like, the only thing I would ever worry about is the girls, but I'm married. So
right. Nah, hey.
You know what I mean? Can you put the comments bigger, bro, so I can see them shits? Because it's just coming in. All right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is what it is. And
sometimes you do a little
Justin, what up, baby? What's going on, man?
Sometimes that happens, you know?
Just remember, man. Like it was just that crazy situation where it's like, yo, damn, son. Like, when's the last time you peed on yourself?
Shit, man. I would probably say maybe like a year ago. I had to piss in a bottle and in a McDonald's parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they can tell us the whole story.
Nah, I had to piss in the bottle. It's boring.
Who you was with?
It's boring because like it was raining outside and I didn't want to step outside to take a piss. And I was waiting for somebody to come out and I pissed in the bottle and then I over pissed. And it wasn't even a bottle. It was like a Dixie cup. Okay. And so I overpissed that shit.
Yeah, that's a definite overpiss.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, you know, that's my embarrassing story. I don't have nothing else.
I don't know if I was embarrassed.
I was embarrassed.
Oh. You ain't had to go dispose of this shit and piss on your shit.
People driving by trying to figure out why I'm linked up like this, trying to...
Oh, you was by yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, that's nice. Yeah. All right, let's bring it to Drew.
Yeah, Drew.
Last time I peed on myself, let's say, probably sometimes, you know, you get a little excited and, you know.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. tell us the story, motherfucker, because this is interesting. Top my shit. I can't be the only one looking crazy out here.
Nah, it was like...
Ash your knees and shit.
I think it was a minute ago, but I do remember it. You know what I mean? It was my pee moment. You know what I mean?
We want to know.
So I got done with the shorty. You know, you gotta do the after pee. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the shit just didn't go. the after
you fucking. Yeah, let's talk heavy, son. Like, after you was fucking, like, yeah, okay.
After we was fucking, you know, you spend the night, you sleep over, wake up, next morning, pee, the diagonal went straight to my leg, and it was just
At your crib or her crib?
Her crib.
Her crib is different. That's different.
Did you blame it on her? That's what I would have done.
Nah, because that man piss different. Like, yeah, you have to clean that shit, get on your knees.
No, I did the little toe step over with the rug and boom, boom, and then
you a solo.
Yeah. I mean,
you're a piece
of
shit.
I mean, for what it was, yeah, I guess.
Damn.
You know,
and
we didn't even see each other. You know, it wasn't wifey or nothing. That's just. Yeah, you said we was, you know.
We talk about common decencies, though. I feel you, though. Nah,
nah, yeah.
Use some pee in the corner type shit.
Damn. And I said this was a minute ago. This wasn't last week.
All right. Yeah. My shit was yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, keep it real.
So my man Drew is rocking the fifth place. Let me say that. Fifth place shirt. Yo, let's tell
us. Hold on. TM is crazy. Because you see people who have the R's. Uh-huh. R means, and because we're going through this right now, R means that they're registered to get TM.
Okay.
Right? A lot of money. Drew got a lot of money. He just not showing us.
Oh, okay.
R means that whenever you see R, it means that they're registered to get their trademark. So if he's trademarked, he owns that and like no one can do it.
Yeah.
Just education for you.
Okay. Okay. All right. So tell us about your business, man.
So what I do, I screen print, I do embroidery, and I teach classes. Basically, just all with the sense of creative with printing and t-shirts and hoodies and designing, mm-hmm. graphic design work. I also edit and film my stuff.
Wow.
I guess that is a good question. It's just a mix of it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah, from what I can tell, I know that you guys came out, 2014?
So, a little brief. Yeah, it was originally started 2013. Me and a buddy of mine, I had an idea. My friend was a graffiti writer, I skateboarded.
Okay.
So, we clicked off that. We always ran together. And then it's like, hey, why not start our own company, you know what I mean? We always buying other people's brands and stuff like that. And
we don't have much money, so it's cheaper to freight your own shit. You know what I mean? It's that initial cost that you put up, but in the long run, you're going to be saving money. And I'm always thinking about that. So
for sure.
We started that. The demand was there. We had a store. He ended up moving to Cali, so the person I started it with didn't end up being in it too much.
Okay.
And then I partnered up with a guy and didn't end up working out. And then I didn't do nothing fifth place. I didn't for about 4 or 5 years. And then back in 2019 is when I revamped it. And then I've just been going like full on since then.
Now, did you guys have a falling out, or was it just like you guys kind of went your separate ways because he was doing something different and then you were doing something different?
My business, who are you talking about? Which
your business partner?
I feel like Drew, switch seats with me, Pop, because I feel like you Mo's talking heavy and I feel like I could just hear you better.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then, like, I want Mo to really get the.
So the business partner?
Yeah.
So it was just a bad business choice on my end. We didn't see eye to eye, and I ended up losing saying my business. It was just supposed to be like a silent partner, but mm-hmm. then they started to get more involved. It's just the classic bad pick the bad partner. You know what I mean?
Mm, okay. All right. So, I mean, you guys do vintage clothing, artwork, pop-up events. What are pop-up events?
Mm. So pop-up events is basically what it sounds like. It's you come up and you pop up with the merch.
Okay.
You know, it started out with the back of the trunk, pop the back of the trunk, and then you just sell stuff out the trunk. You know, back in the mixtape days too, you just pop the trunk and then just sell mixtapes to a little pop-up like that. But you can sell whatever jewelry. Right, you know, right. You can pop up whatever.
That's what that's what Remamba is, and if you look at it. Everything you do, like, as far as, like, say, like, if you don't have a storefront, you can just pop up. If you have a brand, you can just pop up with what you have and let it go rock off like that.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah,
it's powerful.
It does help, yes.
Yeah, and get it out there.
Yeah, and, like,
go ahead.
You could rent a spot. So that was one of my things that I was looking to do when I had my shop back in the day was I wanted to make an event space at night. So a couple people booked a couple events while we were there, and I just wanted to expand on that. And it was built for either our art gallery, open mics.
Mm-hmm.
We would do all that. So my store was basically a fashion boutique back in the day. We were selling vintage clothes before vintage clothes was a thing. People mm-hmm. were asking me and clowning me, why am I selling Fila? Why am I selling Nautica? Why am I selling vintage polo? But nobody was on that type of wave yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
People
was definitely on that type of wave.
You had to know type shit. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think it was ahead of its time, definitely.
Okay. I mean, so as a lot of people who have their own businesses and, you know, and know people that have their own businesses, that's not an easy thing to do. You know, so what made you decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to open up my own fucking store.
Well, that's always a goal. You know, everybody always has that goal. And I've been pretty independent, and I've been a person that I've always had my, like, piecing, everything always lined up. I always calculated moves, always. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So I always like challenges, and I wanted... I had my son in 2012. I was like, kind of, hey, what can I do?
Big shout out to Javi.
Avi with an
Avi,
A.
Avi. I'm sorry. I thought it was Javi. Avi.
Most people think, so my son's name, it sounds like Javier, but just drop the J.
Okay.
Just drop the J and it's Javier.
Oh. So
A-V-I-E-R.
Oh, okay.
His mom came up with that. I won't take credit. It's a beautiful name. I didn't think of any cool name. But as for the store, it was just honestly, it was the demand for it at the time. It was people wanted it, and that's why the community kind of amped me up, and mm-hmm. then I kind of fed off that.
Yeah.
And there was nothing like that here, because when I moved here, I didn't see any stores that catered to my lifestyle, to the things that I liked. And I just wanted to provide a spot that I think would be dope and just a judgment-free zone that anybody could come through and just kick it, shop, rent it. You know, I had artwork for sale, so you could essentially buy clothes and artwork for your house. You know what I mean? It was just like, an IKEA, but with streetwear. You know what I mean?
Well, it sounds like anyone can just walk into your store. You know what I mean? And that's kind of that vibe that I get from your setting. You want it to be just a chill, relaxed place where anyone, doesn't matter if you're a skater, BMX, you could be a damn basketball player for all you know. And you know, you could walk into the store and still feel like at home, like just a chill spot.
Well, that was my upbringing. My upbringing has always been with the most randomest people. So I've always respected everybody's work.
Mm.
So I've always wanted to find a spot that kind of shine light on just everybody's stuff, you know?
Okay.
I mean? And just like a universal, right, relaxed location, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I kind of need Mo to start talking heavy because, like, this is the Play Myself show. And, like, yo, like, I could dig it, Mo. Like, but Nick, talk heavy, son. Like, ask for some fucking real questions. Before I fall asleep and we lose half the audience. Well, shit.
Well, I mean, the only other question I had about your, you know, about this topic, and then we can move on.
Yeah.
Is who did you idolize growing up?
Madlib. Madlib is a producer,
mm-hmm,
and still idolize him to this day. And I've always looked up to how he moved.
Okay.
So, essentially, because he was always like, he was always the behind the scenes dude, but he was like your favorite producer's favorite producer. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
He's the one that, like, is actually doing the shit.
Who's Madlib?
Exactly. Nobody knows who he is. You know what I mean? Mm. But he's the one that is the illest.
Right, right, right.
And he has got all the money. He's never flashy. Always humble. And that's the type of vibe I fuck with.
Okay.
So I've always looked up to Madlib.
All right.
Okay.
Good question.
Now, the skating world, you know, it's not like your regular, like, how people play, like, sports, like basketball, football, baseball. I know in those sports, there are rivalries, you know. So, are there rivalries in the skateboarding world? Like, do you, like, if you're skating, you see somebody, and then you have a rival with somebody?
As in another skateboarder?
Yeah.
No. You just got to be a dick in yourself to have off-top rivalry with somebody. Like, nah, it's
I can see it, though.
I guess there's a little, competition, maybe. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm doing this, and then he does that. And then maybe, like, trick for trick, if you want to.
But you've never seen any beef in, like, between skateboarders.
It's got to be beef.
Oh, yeah.
Got to be beef.
Not like off top, like, you know, like coming in and just start. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, and it's
beef,
a, yeah,
is
yeah.
Fun. Beef is like,
yeah, yeah, beef, there's beef. Yeah.
But I mean, what's the craziest shit you ever seen when it comes to, like, beef with another? Or is there anything, is it, like, just so uncommon that,
like,
you
another
don't...
like a skate group versus another skate group?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Beef? This is a good question. Beef between skate crews. I'm not thinking of one right now, unfortunately. I guess there's just, like, there's almost a sense that it is its own weird community where, like, there's probably skateboarders, but not brands, I guess, beefing with each other.
Okay.
Probably, like, individuals in the industry, but I don't recall of any skateboarding beef, nah. Okay. I know I should have something for entertainment, but I can't think of no, like, actual, like, skateboarding beef. Nah. All right. As brands, yeah, next to each other.
So, I'm gonna not take over, But
he's gonna ask the harsh.
No, no, I'm getting to that next.
I'm getting to it.
Relax, bro. Relax.
What is brother? This dude gonna ask me?
I got fucking ADHD. So you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, man, I'm bored.
Yo, relax.
Play
brother.
Myself slow. Shit.
He wants it. Yeah.
No,
so,
ask a fucking real question.
That is a real question, yeah, I know, bro. That's a great one, bro. Relax, yeah, relax. You know we're getting into it. No, I'm good, brother.
I'm good. Ask me
the.
I like those questions, though. You
yeah,
know
he, nah, he wants. All right. So,
your podcast.
So he, he wants to get into the beef. There was a beef.
No, I don't want to get into the beef. No, I don't want to get into the beef. I don't want to get into.
Oh my God.
I want to get into like, you know, when you interviewed your son, like when he told you like that, you know, babies came from like mommy eating too much and shit. That shit was adorable to me. But, like, that's some shit in the how you surprise your son. Like, that's the shit I look at, right? But, like, if I was to ask you, like, a heavy question, it would be like, yo, what does it feel like to be blackballed? Because, like, that's what you were before you were 30. Right? What does that feel like? And then to see those dudes and look them in the eye on your platform, and I wouldn't say have to accept it, because what you did was very mature, but to know that your community is very small. Like, you came to my crib, we was chilling today, and you see all my friends, they could just walk around my crib because we have like the military understanding of each other.
Yeah, I know the military. Right? Yeah.
And you're a military brat, right? Mm-hmm. But to be in a community of people and have the understanding of what you know went down and how everything went down.
Well, first off, let's talk about what went down. That's what we got to know. Know. You know what I'm saying?
I'm heating to that.
I was getting to it. Okay, no, but you know, but what?
Listen.
What? What happened between you, your business, and Seasons? You know, what really happened?
So, what happened was, I mean, there's a little bit of a backstory to it, too. So, I'll give the short. I moved here 2004. I'm a military brat. I move around the whole world. I see diversity everywhere. I come to Albany. I see zero diversity. I don't like how people are being treated here. I find out that the community doesn't like that either. So, and I'm speaking of, because where I was prior, where I learned skateboarding and all that, the shops were very accepting, and it was just a different vibe in different locations.
Right.
Who taught me how to skate and who put me on, who my OGs were very, kind of like how I am. You know what I mean? Like, yo, like, it's not like a race. It's not like I'm trying to be better than people. You know what I mean? Like, they were like, yo, you don't know how to do that? I'm going to put you on. Right, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when I came here, it was, I'm acting like that to people, and people are just like, why are you trying to put me on? And it's like, it's okay, bro. Like, it's like, I'm not, like, no ill intentions. Like, that's just how I am.
Right.
That's who I was taught by. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
So, and then I see that there's a demand because people are feeling like they're not being treated the way that they want to be treated at the shop. I didn't know people felt like that too, because I'm just maintaining doing my thing. I do a pop-up at the Washington Park. It's our first pop-up ever. Everybody's asking.
Seasons or as Fifth Place?
As Fifth Place. This is my first time ever selling shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my buddy go to the Washington Park. It's like a place where people do skateboarding. It's a skate park. Within the hour, we sell out, and then everybody's asking us, when are you opening up a store?
Mm.
Me and my boy are like, we just printed these last night. Like, what are you talking about?
Motherfucker?
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What about a store? Why do you want a store? Oh, we don't like shopping at Seasons. And I'm like, why? Like, And then they're like, they cool guy me, yada, yada, yada. So I'm like, oh, I felt like that too, but I didn't know other people felt like that.
Now, what's cool guy?
Well, like, if you don't skate, if you don't know the culture, you come in there, let's say, and you ask for, like, a longboard. Or, like when you, like, you don't know the culture. If you don't know the culture or the community or you're new to the skateboarding, this lady came up to me and she said, I went in there to buy a skateboard for my 12-year-old son and I felt like a poser. Mm. You know what I mean? And then,
I get that shit.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean? If you don't like skate, you get kind of like looked down, like, why are you in here if you don't skate?
Right, right, right.
But me, my whole life, like, I've grown up with so many different people. I don't just skateboard. I do other things. So, like, I'm the type that I only put on my skate shoes when I'm on a skateboard. Then I take them right out and I put my chillers on. Like, I'm not like,
wait, like, hold on, what's chillers?
Like, just some joints. You know what I mean? I'm not the type to just wear... I'm not, like, the typical skater, just Vans, and then, like, you know, like, whatever.
I'm about to make a t-shirt that say chillers.
Let's go. But, essentially, them people felt like that, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna open up a spot that, like, includes everybody. Like,
right, you know
what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I made the spot, and then it just wasn't the vibe that the same energy was when prior. You know what I mean? It was like, yo, we want it. And then, like, oh, he did it. Like, because a lot of people came up to me like, hey, man, I can't go over there because I shop over there. And it's like, well, we're two different things. You know what I mean? And it became a thing because, like, I sold skateboards. And this is what people don't understand is I'm more than just that. You get what I'm saying? Like, right. I just so happen to skateboard. Like, you know what I mean? Man, like, man. That is just like a thing that I do on my free time. Right, like, and it sucks because I get labeled as that. But, like, I just like to do...
I labeled you as that shit.
Yeah, you labeled me as that. Yeah. Yes. And, like, I just like to do that. You feel me? Like, that's what it's just a fun thing to do. I'm decent at it, I feel like. You know what I mean? And it's just some shit to go outside and
yeah. Yeah, just and just go out
and enjoy. How'd you look at, so in your research, how did you look at what he tried to create back in the day?
What do you mean?
Like, so how could you liken it? So I liken it to like a old black barbershop. Because like he basically tried to create, like, to me, what I see a skater shop is, is straight up a hangout. And then, like, but, like, he was on some shit like, yo,
so we got old. Another thing shit I want to bring up, this is 2014.
It's okay.
Back in 2014, people in the hood was not going to skate shops. It just wasn't a thing.
Okay.
So, like, I was bridging that gap between, there was people that were minorities buying their first skateboard at my shop because they just wouldn't go to the other shop. It's just what it is. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just, back in the day, there'd be no reason to go to a skate shop if, like, you're from the hood or something.
But
you know what I mean?
But let's talk heavy, right? Play myself show. Me and Mo didn't give a fuck about a skateboard ever. I mean, I'm talking for you.
I tried.
You tried, but you know, you like, but you tried to
somebody,
buy your
somebody
shop.
Broke my fucking skateboard with, they're a big boy. Try right. to do a kickflip.
So what you saying right now, as far as like the culture, we don't know shit about the culture, Pop.
My point, so that's why you make a perfect segue. Wouldn't you more likely go to a fashion boutique than a skate shop? A spot that sells clothes and then just so happens to have a skateboard on the wall?
But the segue I was trying to do playing myself is I liken it to how we used to go to the barbershop. Right?
Okay.
So we used to go to the barbershop and be like, yo, because all we cared about was fucking.
Fucking?
Yeah, like, okay, it seemed skateboarders didn't care about that shit. Like, when you was 15, 16, that's all I cared about. And I don't know if Mo did, but that's all I cared about. So it seemed like you was on a different shit. Like, you cared about wheels and shit like that, which is interesting to me.
So what are we talking about? 15, 16, what I cared about then? What I cared about?
No, what you cared about, like, when you was opening as an entrepreneur, and, like, with the culture you was trying to build, I didn't see it. Like, you was looking at, like, the urban community, the hood coming in there, and I'm looking at it like, yeah, that shit would never work, because these motherfuckers are trying to get pussy.
Okay.
Yeah. It
could work, I mean, but though. You have to have
it could,
clothes.
No, it should
you
work. It
you
should.
Have to have clothes to get pussy.
No, I could dig it, bro. But when
I don't see that
no,
angle.
But like we're talking to the world right
okay,
now.
Okay, okay, yeah.
So
yeah,
when
yeah.
you're talking about like how we like your vision, I get it, and that's why I asked Mo like, "Yo, this is crazy because you're talking about how you what you envision," and I'm like, "Yo, damn, Mo, did you?"
Okay, I
think
see.
Of that
I get.
Shit?
Nah, I get. Yeah,
we
yeah,
definitely fucking were not thinking about. Oh, let me go to the skate shop to meet. Other motherfuckers like me. No, bro. Like, at 15.
I see what you're saying.
Most shooting jump shots,
I get
bro.
It. I
like,
get it
yeah.
Now. I get it now.
It
yeah,
was
yeah.
a skateboard.
It wasn't a thing. Yeah, skate.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a different, honestly,
culture.
It's a different life. Once you get into it, you see the world differently. You see, 100% see the world differently.
Yeah.
Just like the army, you get those connections. You get weird connections because skateboarding is behind the scenes of everything. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Skateboarding is a side hobby. So, like, you'll meet somebody that's a welder, a mechanic.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and...
So, Brooke goes, it sounds like a community shop. And I get that. But as an entrepreneur, and then I definitely want to hear Mo on this, because I know he has a lot. When you say a community... When she says a community shop, I don't understand, like... I understand what she means, because that's, like, that's how I look at a barbershop. But as a business owner, you got to make money.
Look at it like this, right? Oh. And I know that you're you know, you're all about, you know, you got to make money as a business owner or whatnot. But, like, say I decided, and I'm not a skater. I have a kid that skateboards. Mm-hmm. If I go to his shop, like, if I go to Seasons, I'm not going to feel comfortable at Seasons. You feel me? Because they're not going to, I'm not a skater. But if I go to Fifth Place, then I'm always going to feel comfortable because you're always like, you. That's that welcoming atmosphere. That's what she means by it's a community shop. You know what I mean?
Right.
So anybody's welcome to go to that shop.
Anyway.
And he has just about anything in that store that may be welcoming to the next person who may not be into
right.
skateboarding.
I was selling vinyl. I was looking at spray paint for the graffiti artist.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lifestyle store. I had shoes. I had gourmet footwear. That's where I was starting. But I reached out. I wanted to get like New Balances, Air Max, Asics, Sauconys.
Right.
I wanted to just get.
But there were certain things like your landlord. Shout out to
yes.
her. Right? Your landlord.
Definitely don't
attention.
Shout out to her.
Well, no, I'm not going to say her name.
No. Yeah. She
was. I've been listening too much
nightmare.
To yesterday. You like,
yeah,
shout out to
I remember
girl.
You talking
yeah,
about
you,
that.
You
yeah.
just said that, right? Shout out to Goku. Shout out to you. I'm trained to listen. I'm listening
yeah,
to
yeah,
this
yeah.
shit. So.
Yo, so me, I'm 30 now. I was 23 when I opened up the shop. Now that I'm 30, I don't know how I did it. You know what I mean? Looking back, I don't know how I would have even made it. You know what I mean? It was very hard within being just like kind of being blackballed and my landlord, my business partner. It was just like trifecta nightmare. You know what I mean? So it was
now, before you opened the shop up, I remember you were talking about how you went up to these dudes and you was like, yo, I'm going to open up a skate shop. And it was like, why? They were like, why? And like, I know how I would feel if somebody just said it like that.
Ego
like,
wise.
Like, and why,
what,
bro?
Like, Elliot just said that. He was like, yo, it's the right demographic at the right point. But like, Mo took
but,
on that.
But
shit,
yeah, man. they was like, why? You know? And so like, I just kind of look at that like, yo, damn. like, yo, like, why? Why would you ask that? You know what I'm saying? And so I don't get it. I want to get your take on that because I just, I don't understand
so
what
got,
they really meant.
you gotta remember my background. I've met and I've seen a lot of random ass people throughout my whole life, so I can read your character very easy. I've met a lot of people that I could poke holes through your character very easy. Mm-hmm. So like when you, all it took was that line, and it was just very easy to dissect them, and it kind of threw me off.
Hold on. We don't say them.
We're talking about seasons.
Yeah. We play myself shows. So like,
We talk about seasons.
Yeah, we talk about seasons. Thank you, Mo.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when they said that to me, I was able to see the character flaw from that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I was 23 at the time, and it threw me off. So, because when anybody comes up to me and they're saying they're going to do something, I'm encouraging as fuck. I don't care what it is that you're doing. Mm-hmm. I'm on it. If it is something that I don't even know about, whatever, let's go. I'm motivating you.
Right.
So, it was just threw me off, and then I was like, okay. And then everything just lined up, and it made sense afterwards.
And I don't know if I said this. I'm sorry to cut it off. I don't know if I said this, but I'll segue back to this, and it kind of makes me think of that. It's just like, because I know we had previous conversations, but like the way I learned about you, Drew, is through Rob Spore, right? And he's in the military with us, right? I found out he was a skateboarder last week. I know him as...
How long you known him? How many years?
A long time, but my wife knows him better than I do.
Okay.
Right? And they bond through like this book, right? It's called like The Body That Keeps Score, I think, right? But I've always known him as a good man, and it was just so random. He goes, okay, you got a podcast? You should get this guy on, right? And that guy happened to be you. So when I pitched it to Mo, Mo's like, okay, let me do some homework, and not to see if you're worthy, but it was like, all right, we can do this.
Yeah, I get it.
But that's where I see like a more of a internal community, external community. Because I'm like, all right, Rob, like Mo might not know Rob as much as I do, but like, or my wife does. But for him to say you, and for you to know the face, but know what it is differently than how I trust them, that means something. Like, play myself, right? Like, that means something crazy, because I'm like, yo, this dude told me, I said, yo, can I have him in my house? And he's like, 100%. I trust that dude. And if he tells me that, and you're like, oh, that dude never said hi to me when I saw him in the park. I mean, I'm like, oh, snap.
He barely talks to me, yeah.
That's what... We're, like, as far as community building, it's like, for him to tell me that, I'm like, all right, dude, perfect. I'm about to have this dude through. You see what I'm saying?
Well, I appreciate that, Rob. I appreciate that, man. When I see you, I'm gonna bless that. That's what's up. Man.
Nah, but that's what I'm saying, how different it is and how misunderstandings happen. You know what I mean? But I'm not trying to say what happened with season was a misunderstanding. I definitely believe, and I'm talking for myself, Miles, Play Myself show, that what I watched your show and what them dudes that season did was very beautiful as far as media train. But if I have to buy a skateboard, I'm going to do some shit in L.A. because we don't have it here in the Capital District. I tell you that, my brother.
Well, going back to the why question, right? And seeing how I saw how you were trying to like, you were trying to get them to talk on your show. Everything was political with them, right? Everything was kind of like,
everything
but
hold on, time out.
But hold on.
No, I gotta say this.
No, hold on. Let me say it. Listen, my only question is, like, how the fuck would you had handled that if you were in that situation, bro? How would you handle that shit? Because if you had...
Whose show was it?
How would I would have handled it if I was the one? If it was
reversed. If
it's the, your show.
Well, go ahead. Sorry.
If the roles were reversed, right? And I know that you wouldn't do no fucked up shit like
I'm
that.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm too real. I'm always gonna speak the truth, bro.
But hold on. Time out. I want you to know this. All right. That's why I said time out. And play myself. I hit Mo earlier. Like, yo, Mo, call me emergency.
He said, "Yo, yeah, he was like, motherfucker, yo, called me at work, yo, bro."
He said, "Yo, the wife is good, the son." I said, "Yo, bro, don't talk about these are the 9 points." He said, "Is this Play Myself show?" I said, "Good, brother, you right, because I told him, don't give me your questions, but me and you had a conversation. I was like, yo, that's some yeah, but don't give me your questions." And he was like, yo, I'm going to say what I want. Fuck that. Mo, talk heavy. Yeah, I just don't want you to feel like it's that. You know what I mean? Like,
yo,
I was like,
I'm cooling, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Right, ask me whatever, bro. I'm cool.
Mo, show him what you saw, Mo.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, when I watched it,
I'm thank you, Brookie. Sorry.
So, when I watched it, I'm just kind of looking like, damn, bro, like, this is, like, it almost seemed choreographed. Like, they, like, almost like they said, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to talk on this, we're going to talk on that, we're going to talk on this. And as soon as that camera started rolling, it was, like, choreographed. Like, yo, we ain't going to say shit about any of this shit he's talking about.
Dance, play, dance.
Yeah, and they just let you, bro, for, like, a fucking straight hour and a half.
I know.
Like, just, you're just sitting there trying to, you're like, yo, but, you know, this is what, like, they had that whole BS with the fucking, the phone incident, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that was a whole bunch of bullshit, but they were almost, like, but they were acting like, we didn't know if you did it or not, but we didn't care. Like, I don't know. I just didn't understand it, bro. And I know if I would, I would have been hot. I would have, like, the steam would have been coming out of my fucking ears,
bro. You eating this shit. Yo, it's so funny,
because I love it. I love to hear this.
I get it, because what Drew and I talked, we had a real grown man conversation earlier, right? And the context of that conversation was just more some bro shit, right? But I was just, to sum it up, I was telling Drew his responsibility to the world. So, meaning that everybody that's in your community is not, like, those are just the core. Mo's not a skater, but he loves your show. Now he's a subscriber to your show, and he sees inauthentic, I'm not going to say inauthentic, he sees the difference, the hop from where it went. So he was excited to look at, and this is, yeah, I don't know.
No, I was.
We don't talk before.
I watched his second, or the second season, the one where you had your son on the show, right? Yo, I watched that shit, bro. I had to watch it again because Avi was so fucking funny. I don't know how many times he said literally in that show. And obviously...
Yo, he has his moment. Yeah, yo, he picks a word, and that's
Drew,
the word
Drew,
for the
what
moment.
I told you earlier, who need to be your co-host?
My son.
Yo, he said that shit so many times, bro. And, like, and when he hit you with the questions at the end, oh, my God. Yeah. What was the hardest question to answer? What was the hardest question? I know there was a hard question to answer, and I know there was a couple of questions that you had to fucking put in a holster.
It was did you see somebody die? Well, that one, uh-huh. The one where he wanted to, like, elaborate on a death or something. I think it was
that was wild.
That one, that's the one that comes to my mind right now.
But can we do some improv right now? And
let's go.
If you want to be Avi and Mo, if you want to be Avi and you just be Daddy, and where do babies come from? Because I said, hold on. So yo. I told Drew, no. So play myself, right? I told Drew earlier, I said, Drew, you just didn't have the right marketing behind that goddamn show, because there's no way that shit should have got less than 100 views. Avi is the man.
Yeah,
bro. When he said that babies are food.
Yo.
And you just said with a straight face.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo, Brookie says, interview your son again.
Oh, so earlier, Brooke, that's a good question. I said, yo, Drew, put that show out again. Let's put some analytics behind it and then go live like we're going now on your channel with him again, because we'll all tune in for that. Because I even seen you, and it's unlike me to call another man petty to his face. I seen you act petty. I'm talking about the show now.
Right? Yeah.
So when you had the go-gurt on the table, right? And you had the snack set up. And then it was like, you knew his favorite go-gurt, right? So you put that shit there, and you like pointed it towards him like, yo, this is your kind. And you had your shit.
Yo,
he went and mixed it all up. and then he started slurping.
He said, oh, you're just going to drink the whole shit.
You took my go-gurt. All right, cool. I was like, yo, that's a damn moment right there. And I was like, yo.
Yo, my man was in mid-sentence, bro, drinking that Kool-Aid. And he said, oh, you're just going to go ahead and just drink the drink, huh? That's what you're going to do in the middle of a sentence?
That was my favorite shit. I was like, yo.
Yo, I watched that shit twice, bro.
But hold on.
Shit was so funny.
But anybody, let's give it. I'm going to give a shame. No, you shameless plug yourself, good brother. And we don't have, we have cameras, but I didn't set them up because
that's cool. No, this is nice, man. This is a nice setup.
Shameless plug your show and I guess promise the world that shit's coming out because people want to see that. But after that, I'm sorry. After that, I want you to, I'm going to talk about. Well, I should do it before that, right? My favorite moment in that show was when Drew said he doesn't promise his son things.
Yeah.
That was really deep. And yep. He said, you know, I'd rather it be a surprise. Because
they had that incident.
Was a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Act the guy, right?
Yeah.
And he saw disappointment. His son didn't know how to handle disappointment at the time. And I feel like to find out you're 30 today is wild. First time meeting you. I'm like, yo, how you just elevated that to be like, yo, he'll never feel like that again. And then what you did, like, for Disney World, it was like, damn, I'm adapting that. You know what I mean? And I won't even tell the story because I want y'all to go listen to him and the young man tell a story because it was like some real daddy adopting. Yeah, I was like, yo, I wanted to see Drew's hashtags. And then when I talked to Drew earlier, I said, Drew, what the fuck did you put on that shit? He was like, I just posted it. I said, oh, shit. Come on, bro. We talking. Come on. We're gonna have a conversation, man. I got you, little bro. Yeah. But,
Well, yo, I had my son when I was 21, so I grew up with my son. My son was, like, my best buddy. I just kept him by my side, so wherever I went, I would always bring him. So my son is growing up with me, and I just want to instill a lot of just good shit in him, you know?
No, yeah, I can definitely tell.
I'm very strict with that. Like, I want him to be independent, because, like, right now it's all technology, so I'm trying to put him, like, even ahead of that, where it's like, I don't feel like people are going to know how to manually do stuff in the future.
Well, you bro, the thing that I love the most, and sorry, I know, Miles, you're getting ready to talk.
No, go.
But the thing that I love the most about, like, you and your son talking, and you don't see this all the time, bro. He said, at the end of the night, he asks all the questions that he wants to ask. And then he puts him to sleep. And you don't see that shit. Especially, you know what I'm saying? You just don't. And enough dads, I mean, you know, they just don't spend that type of quality time.
Yeah,
you feel
me? Link will be in the bio, but it's fifth place. Go ahead, you shameless plug yourself. I mean,
I'm going to elaborate on what... Oh, yeah, I'll do both. So, fifthplace.com, 5-I-F-T-H, place. It's like fifth place, but just put a five in front. Instagram is @fifthplace. And then if you just search Fifth Place on YouTube, that's my YouTube as well. Yeah. And the Fifth Place podcast is the name of my podcast.
Because, like, I don't really want to go, and I know, I don't want to actually, like, to recamp that story because it's beautiful to watch. I watched it twice. Mo watched it twice. And I didn't know how Mo was going to handle it because, like, we don't speak about what we're going to talk about. And I think that's the beauty of this show.
Yep,
that's good. But yeah, but I'm gonna soften it up right now, and then, I don't know, because Mo has mad shit to say, and I'm
well, that was I want to elaborate on what he said. So like, yeah, every night, like, I feel like transparency is key, and I always want, and knowledge, like, I'd rather my son ask me, and if he's knows about it, he won't be scared about it. So it's like, I'll teach him whatever, drugs, anything. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather him know about it and, rather than being out in public and then see it and then act up, freak out about it, and then just, I just want to put him on and just, like, whatever I know, I want him to know, and I want him to be as much as independent as he can, you know what I mean, with as much knowledge.
You think that's more from, like, a fear standpoint because, like, you know how, like, your culture is, or, like, or you think that's just, like, a...
Well, I see the positive in me being independent my whole life. Like, you even saying that you thought I was older than what I am, right? Exactly. So, my whole life, I've always had that, my whole life. People have always looked at me a lot older than, because I always had to like fend for myself, you know what I mean? My pops left when I was younger, so that's why I'm so on it with my son.
How old?
I was like 8, 9.
Okay.
And then it was just me and my mom, and then my mom would leave early in the morning for school, so I'd go to school by myself, make breakfast, and then out of school, she's still at work. I don't see her till night. So I come home, make my, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then it's just like, I'll see her maybe on the weekend, but as a, you're dipping on the weekend. You know what I mean? Right. So it's like, sure. when am I seeing my mom? Never. You know what I mean? So it's like, we're roommates. You know what I mean? So like,
I don't know what you mean, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's just different. Cause like, Mo and I mean, I'm not talking for Mo, but we grew up with our parents.
Mm-hmm.
So, with both our parents, and we often talk about, like, the differences of having, like, Mo's father kicked him down the stairs when he was on. He didn't take out the garbage.
I needed that when I was a teenager.
Yeah, he tried to brush his pops off with his shoulders.
See, and I didn't have that.
Fucked Mo's shit up. Right? And my father, right, he kicked, my father had, like, he always liked kung fu movies. He kicked my friend in the face. Ha ha. He hit my best friend, first time meeting him. Kicked him in the face.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
he would do that. She's like, yo, you think you could take me? He'd do shit like that.
But you know, like, what my dad, like, even though that, I mean, that incident was funny, but there was always a lesson learned with my dad. Mm-hmm. You know, he always had something to put me on about, too. You know? So whenever I first talked about, like, drugs or something, he was the one that talked to me about it.
Right.
You know, even though he just said, just don't, you know, don't do it. You know what I mean? But he was always, you know, my mom too, but, you know, when it came to like serious stuff, like real, like, my sister went to my mom's, and then I went to my dad for a whole bunch of stuff. You know, so it's definitely a blessing to have a father or father figure in your life, you know. And I've grown up with people who don't have that father figure. So when I see it.
Yeah, that's just hard.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this, and it's more of a challenge because that's what I do, right? It's like this. Then I'll segue it back to everything else. And it's more of a me thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you see where Drew's standing, right? Do you think you can have your dad standing right there? And, like, see, I told Drew, like, yo, the powerful podcast would be you and A just right there, and it should be crazy.
Oh wait, you mean like if my dad had a podcast?
No, if you were you, uh-huh, right? Play Myself Show, uh-huh, right? And I wasn't here, and you would have the same podcast that he did
with his son,
with your dad. Could you do it? Because I don't think I could. Like, my dad, he would just shun things off. And that's what I wanted to get to. Like, you, when you have that opening to where, like, I feel like your son can talk to you about anything. Like, my dad, like, I feel like now he'll be like, oh, shut the fuck up. And my dad was just like, he'll just be like hitting me and shit during this shit. Because he's like, he don't understand. But when I saw how free your son was, that's what made me say, shit, I gotta do that. Like,
that's inspiring.
Your son is gonna be a leader because of that. Like, I'm telling you, and I'm my dad, daddy, you gonna come here and watch what happened. I'm telling him what he gonna, I'm telling y'all what he's gonna do. You're gonna see so many fists and foots come out and shut the fuck up and, yeah, tick this shit off. And all that shit come out because that real talk with, like, an audience. I don't even know how many people is watching right now. But that was super inspiring to me, good brother. And I tell you that there's a gift in that shit. Because it was just on having that open gate. And most men feel like that shit is closed to most of us, bro. So at least to me. Right? I played myself. Like, to me, that shit is closed. There's no man in my life that I could sit down with as free. Now, I could sit down and have open conversations with motherfuckers all day, because that's what I do for a living.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, what you did with your son and how he was just like, everything is mine. I don't gotta talk on the mic. Shut up. And you had the most expensive mic. He was like, daddy, why you keep telling me that shit? Like, you know what I mean? It was like, yo, he gonna rule the world one day.
Yep, he is. I'm just trying to set him up like that. As any dad would, you know?
Yeah. But now, I bring it to you. If you was to see, I know, like, you know, I don't know what your relationship with your dad is right now, if you even know what that motherfucker is.
Well, I met him. He hit me up when, I don't know how he caught wind of me having a kid, but I saw him again for the first time. I think it was like 2016. So it was like 20 years. It was like 20 some change years that I seen him. So it was weird, and we talked and stuff. But like, me and him is not on that level. Like, he, like, it's just like a lot, so much that it's like he's my dad, but he's just like another guy, though. You know what I mean? Like, he's my dad, but he's also, I don't even know him, so he's...
But would you have him on your show?
Yes, 100%. Yes, yes, yes.
With your son?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Damn, that's real.
My dad's got stories for that. He's my dad's still in the military.
We got Elliot. Big shout out to my man, Elliot. Yo, he was my supervisor for a week. All right?
A week.
A week. But, yo, Elliot's saying, that's the way, bro. All right? Keep the young informed.
Okay.
And then he said, yeah, I could. What did I say, y'all?
I could, y'all.
Okay. And then,
somebody asked me, do you still screen print?
Of course. Yeah, do you still screen print?
Yeah. Of course.
So I screen print.
He's about to screen print our shit.
Yeah. I screen print daily. I print daily. I love screen print. I love the whole process. I love the whole creative process.
I thought he was going to bring us a gift. He was going to rock his shit, but that didn't happen. There he is. My man Mo's rocking long sleeve, but he's new in the game. When we go to your show, we're going to bring you a Play Myself Show fucking t-shirt, motherfucker. Look your hair. Anyway,
I can't.
See, little do he know, I got that after the show. You see, now he going down on this side. I'm gonna get him the skinny shit now. The misprint. So, but
fair place.
Yeah, I screen print. I love that shit. Like, people think it's just this part, but I like making the screens. I like designing the graphics. I like setting up the colors, mixing colors, like the whole aspect of it is just what I love to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I didn't know that I loved to do it until I did it again. Because I had that hiatus, because back in 2014, I used to print my own stuff at the shop as well. Mm. And I just stopped. The whole thing stopped. So I just, you know, on my bullshit for that hiatus. And then when I started printing again and getting back into my momentum, I'm like, this is what I love to do. You know what I mean? This is like...
I don't know what you mean, bro.
You haven't found that yet.
The reason I say I don't know what you mean is like this. How is that middle? Because often, middle was let me tell you this shit. Often people can confuse, especially the youth. If you're young and you're watching this, pay attention. People confuse the start with another motherfucker's middle.
Mm-hmm.
So like that time when you had a shop, into now, I see the growth because we talk. But right. It's like shit.
Well, it's a blessing in disguise because I almost needed that because it's. You need a backstory. You know what I mean? So it was great that it happened. The people that came there, it's almost like, because people still send me pictures of the merch. Hey, I still have my shirt. Still have my hoodie. my beanie. I still wear it to this day. You know what I mean?
I got a new one, motherfucker. I got rent, motherfucker.
But it's like, there's a story behind it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it was like, it almost needed to happen. And that hiatus, it was ass. It was like, I wasn't trying to even say the word fifth place. It wouldn't even come out of my mouth. Like, man. Disgusted. You know what I mean? I just was so mad. There were so many people that plotted on my downfall, and I was just so tight. You know what I mean? I was like, fuck. Everybody wanted me to fail. I failed. You know what I mean? And it sucks to, like, publicly fail. You know what I mean? And on a storefront and like the busiest street. You know what I mean?
So when we were coming up with like the description of the show, and or please read the description of the show. It was like, I told you earlier, like I thought your name was Fifth Place, right? So I was like, yo, when I found out your name was Drew, and like when I saw your vision for Fifth Place, I'm like, yo, that's how mad motherfuckers feel. Right, and read the description on that because it's very powerful. Because you know, I don't know, man. Like I've always felt like a fifth place dude. I just never knew what to call it. Right.
I respect that. I like that. That little tagline. I mean, the thing was, it was funny because I was like mad about it, but I was like, my brand's called Fifth Place. I fucked up. Like it, like took me 5 years to like laugh at it. You know what I mean? It took me that long to be like, bro, I fucked up. I was in fifth place. That's what my whole shit is about. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Failing. It is what it is. So, like, and then yeah. I just picked up the pieces. I read this one email, and then from there, I got the motivation. And then it was just, like, kept going from there. So, yeah.
I mean, failure, I love to, it's weird. I love to fail, you know? And when I fail, I learn so much from what I feel. So really it's a gain, you know what I mean? So yes.
So
that's usually what I take from all my failures. As long as you can learn something from it, if you can look up, you can get up, you know? Mm. So that's kind of how I look at it. Big shout out to my big bro, Stoner Boy Rob. That's my big bro.
Okay.
You know, but yeah, back to what I was saying, but, yeah, I mean, I always seek some sort of knowledge out of my failure.
Of course. And I just want to, like, make failing cool in a sense. Like, it's okay to, like, fail. Like, it's not that serious. So, that's essentially what my goal is, to just inspire people with that. And it's like, and I just so happen to make clothes. Like, you know what I mean? There's a vision behind it. That's why I call it a brand. It's not really a clothing line. Like, it has a meaning behind it, and there's more to it than just clothes. Like,
yeah.
My clothes is just like my creative aspect, and I just look to make affordable clothes for people. I think the game is like so overpriced, and like me growing up, I didn't have no loot like that. So like, I wasn't buying the nice expensive shit. I always made the cheap shit look hella fly, and I would still take everybody's girl. And then, like, I'm like,
there you go.
I'm like, over the years, I'm like, how am I the bummiest, but I'm getting everything? You know what I mean? And then it started to hit like, oh, it's not even really about how you look or clothes or any of that. It's just like that, like as cliche as it is, be yourself.
So Drew, I'm gonna hit you with this shit.
Okay.
Cause we got a pretty live, active live chat, and hopefully they go to your show and follow you after. But what I encourage everybody in live chat to do is go over to goddamn Drew's site and tell him what the fuck is wrong. Because this is a call to action, right? If they tell you what's wrong or what they want, or not even what's wrong, what y'all want to see. Because, like, if you don't see enough things for females and he can do that, let's make that happen. Right?
Fifthplace.com. Like, go check it out.
Fifthplace.com. So, Drew, so this is a challenge, right? And this is what I was telling you earlier. It's like, yo, if you challenge our live chat, they're going to tell you. They're going to talk heavy. Okay. So, that's the challenge. Go to fifthplace.com, and if you see what you don't, if you don't see what you want for yourself, because I was on there and it's pretty affordable gear, but some of the stuff I was like, if Drew bring it, he bring it, but I remember see Play Myself show. But
that's not feel you. I feel you. I'm gonna try to find Brooke's shoe size, man. She got a small shoe size, so I'm gonna try to find that.
So but that's
a challenge.
That's a challenge.
Yeah.
So that's what, like, so Play Myself show is all about that shit. Like, I'll talk about how I peed on myself. I'm gonna talk to y'all about, like, what's the longest you went without a shower? Yeah, what's the longest you went without a shower, Drew? Before that, fifthplace.com. While we're talking about this, just do your homework. Right. Fifthplace.com. Right. With a five.
Longest I probably take 3 or 4 days.
Me. 12 days.
12 days. You was in the army though.
I'm in the army. Go ahead, Mom.
You was out in the storm.
I wanna say it was about 5 days, bro.
Was you like trying to go 12 days or like
it
was
so
a goal for 12 or like
it was some shit with like But I'm a senior NCO, right? So it was a, you know, like we get the, and Mike could tell you, other Mike could tell you, that sometimes you only have enough time to do certain things, right? And it's like if you got to go to a briefing and like you see like morale is down for your dude, you're like, yo, all right, go ahead and shower. But like, say like if there's like one shower point, right? And it's like male and female hour. Or whatever, because, like, that's how you got to do it. If it's one shower point, it's like, yo, eyes, female, whatever. But then you got to do it like that. But, like, you use, like, something really need a shower. Like, a shower's going to wake him up. You might say, yo, fuck it. I'm not going to take a shower. Or, like, if something is going on with the mission, you like, well, whatever. Then your drawers are standing up after, but what are you doing? Like, yo, it's just like, yo, we all stink. That's what, you know, Edgar, the dude that is throwing Remamba, and maybe that's why he seen my dick, because we was we was in the same situation. Like, no, we had guys. No, shut the fuck up.
It's the way you said it.
No. And he was like, in like he's a constant. Yo, Edgar, sorry, I don't mean to fuck up your brain or anything, whatever. He's also like a very important person.
You know the drill
in the world, but he was like a morning shitter. Like, and he was just be like, yo, just whatever you gotta say, just
who's I
gotta
not a morning shitter.
No, but like this dude, like, no, but he wanna talk like so shitting in the army in the morning, like in the field, is different.
Not. Oh, okay.
It's not different like that, but it's like you're in a porta john, so like yo, go do that, but it's cold as fuck.
Yeah.
It's like it's mad cold. So it's like yo, like I can't take a shit when it's mad cold, like
okay, yeah.
Like that. You know what I mean? And I got a fucking hold, like my son can shit anywhere. Okay. I will hold that shit, or I will fucking like clean my e tool, bend that shit because my ass got to touch.
So e tool is like a shovel.
Yeah, okay, okay. And you bend it, and then like my shit got to be sanitized for me to take a shit. Well, I'm not doing it. I was just holding shit. My son Edgar shit anywhere.
Okay,
right, like. I think we was out there.
That's
like,
a good trait. That's a good trait to have.
Nah, 7 degrees. And you're not shitting. You shitting on top of shit.
Oh,
like, this is you. This is you. Yeah.
Oh, so
you got a hover. You thinking of it like it's a weird. No, you don't got to hover. Like, you're shitting on top of shit. Like, so we all
that's the worst,
shit
bro.
On place. So, like, at the Mustang. God. Yeah, it's a Mustang.
Yeah, that shit. Okay.
Yeah, that shit is different.
All right.
So
I probably might skip.
Yeah, but when I said my son shit every day. So it was like, God damn.
He probably liked the smell.
Nah. Just like, that's his life. So like,
I hear that. Yeah.
To this day. This motherfucker go to McDonald's and shit. I'm like, yo, wait till we get to your crib.
He go to McDonald's and shit?
Everywhere, my son.
Oh, he's that. Okay, he's that's a lot.
That dude, he's different.
Like, he'll go to Star. Okay, that
he go
is.
To every single place. He'd be like, I'll be right back. Yo, I've been in the airport with this motherfucker like 4 a.m. He's like, yo, I'll be right back.
Yo, Rob's asking why, bro. I don't know what he means.
Why what? Yeah, talk to me, Rob. Yeah, why he shit? Mean. That's how this man is. I hold or my not, shit. I hold my shit like, yo, we going to your mom's.
I can't do it, bro. I gotta go, I'm going. I don't care if it's cold.
Where you shitting?
And the porta anywhere? And the porta john.
No, the porta john is different. You shit anywhere, and like, you know you're gonna like see you a crib.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean am I pooping like the out, crib. Like outside?
No,
like Ezel, like Ezel from Friday.
Not Ezel with
Chris Tucker. Did
know, so where wouldn't you shit? Like I hold my shit.
If I know I'm going home, I'm gonna just hold it to home.
Yeah. Some of us.
Oh, he said everybody shits.
Yeah.
All right.
Everybody shit.
Stoner boy, Rob. If you go into the house, would you not wait? Would you go to McDonald's on Central?
That's some high school like that. To me, that's some high school shit. Because when I was in high school, like I wouldn't shit in the bathroom in high school because you didn't want to get caught in high school, bro. But other than that, bro, now that I'm grown and I don't give a fuck who smells my shit or who, I don't care if I go and take a shit or care, bro.
Oh, you just brought me into play myself shit right there. I never even thought of it like that. It's like, I gotta use toilet paper that's right for my ass. And like, people smelling my shit, like, I didn't give a fuck. I'm arrogant to that level, son. So, I don't give a fuck. And, like, the way this shit hit. Go ahead.
Yo, this nigga Rob.
What he said?
Yeah, he said, don't let me or see anyone in a porta john. I'm flipping that shit over.
Yo, fuck out of here, bro. Mo's in the army. Yo, we seen. Yo, Rob, you probably never been to a porta john.
Nah, he been in a porta john before.
No, like you seen it?
Yeah, bro, he was in the Air Force.
Okay, nah, the Air Force, they clean their shit every day. I'm talking about where the shit is like you've been to a football game?
Yeah.
That's how this shit be, like, the 13th day of AT. Like, oh, shit man. Is, like, right there.
Nah, they football. Clean that shit.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about when you in the oh, so you never been, to, like, in the back 40? Like, that shit.
Nah, I don't go there.
Yeah, that I shit is there, high. Bro. That shit is high. Man, I'm 42. To the point where it's like.
42 Alpha. I ain't
yeah,
doing shit.
Nah, we 42 Alpha. So like, hey, but I've been there.
Like, fuck that. We don't eat MREs. We don't say. None of that shit.
Yo, listen to this. Hold on. Who's the only person that can call you a coward? You can name three or less. I only got one. I got two.
That could call me a coward.
I have to end the show like that. Because I'm responsible. And feel free to chime in on the chat. The only person who can call you a coward on the chat. Talk heavy. I'll go first if y'all want. Because I got this.
Okay, go first.
Play myself.
Because I don't have an answer for that. But go ahead.
My mommy. And right now. No, that wouldn't take it. Like, fucked up. My mommy. We had, I don't know if you know, like, mommy, daddy, that's some other shit. Like,
I don't do that shit.
My mommy, my daddy, and right now my wife, because she do that shit, but she always got that reasoning that's like, damn, you right. I ain't shit. And I would say my son is the fourth, but, like, he can't talk like that. But I still just, I can still, like, he's the
But why would they call you a coward, though?
Because some shit, like...
Some shit went down.
Well, I say shit went down, and I would say you now, because what you told me earlier today, it was like, I was scared for Drew, because I didn't want you to talk heavy, but I was like, I didn't know what you were going to say.
But that don't make you a coward, though.
No, I'm just saying.
I couldn't call you that.
You didn't call... Yeah, you can't call me a coward. But I'm... See how I try to...
Just not like... Whole life, you're a coward now. Just yeah, like a coward situation. Event.
Like my wife,
an event.
Yeah, you have to define it as so a, it's an event. Okay. So like my parents and my wife, I would say like all day. Like I fight with my wife. I wouldn't say every day, but she always bring me back. And if she goes, you're fucking crazy. And I was like, shut up. But she be right most of the time. That's why I love her. So go ahead, Mo. Unless you want Drew to go first.
Go ahead, Drew, because I don't think I...
Shit. I'm going to give you guys some time to think. Rob goes, nobody. Oh, shit. And then Brooke said, hold on. Brooke said, Rob called me crying.
Rob has me crying.
Oh.
Your glasses.
I'm dyslexic. I'm sorry.
Be great.
No, I was trying to start chat beef. But you got fam? I wasn't dyslexic. That was a dyslexic moment. I was trying to start family beef in the shit, and Drew took away from our show. Man. When I'm doing shit, like, you gotta let me create, Pop. No,
you gotta let me be creative.
Yeah. Okay, what if Brooke said Rob called me crying? And Mo was not thinking when he should be thinking because Brookie wants Mo to really answer that question.
Wait, what?
Who can call you a coward, motherfucker?
Yeah, nobody can call me a coward, bro. I don't see anyone calling me a coward.
Alright.
I don't see it.
Get it.
What about you, Drew?
It's
unfortunate, but I have the same answer. Like, I can't really think of anybody though.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't see any situation where somebody can call me a coward.
Well, what does a coward mean? Define it. Hold on, I'm gonna read what James Andrew said. He goes, I don't care if anybody calls me a coward.
Keep grinding no matter what.
Yeah, I could dig that. Andrews. But so when somebody like almost like what Andrew said, right? But like coward shit is like call you out on your shit. So like, yo, like you might like so for me to say that somebody can call me a coward, it's like it was like a trick question, right? Because like, how do you like give a fuck about that shit, right? But I give a fuck about like what my parents think and what my wife thinks mostly. Right?
Yeah.
Like, it was my people. That's so, your like, family. And my son.
Yeah.
So, if your son be like, Daddy, you scared? That's him calling you a coward, no?
I mean, he asking me, but I guess.
Yeah, but in so many words. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if I'm giving off the vibes of that I am scared, then yeah.
Yeah, because what are the vibes that was like, oh, we about to go swimming? Nah, man, I don't dive. Yeah, we're not diving. And then Mo, why are we not diving up the diving board? Because we don't swim, right?
Yo, Provost could call me a coward. Actually, he couldn't.
He could because you did
because
that.
I almost drowned in the pool.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like
not
if
a
you,
swimmer,
if you, no, if you didn't swim. Jump, if you didn't jump, you'd been a coward. But that's an event, right? But you don't have kids. But at the same time. Anything you scared to do if somebody call you out on that shit, you a coward. It's just who knows you.
What are you scared of?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm scared of growth.
Stop it. That's a lot. What are you really scared of?
Growth. Nah, I'm dead eyes.
You're scared of growth?
I'm
why?
I'm scared of growth. I'm scared of my wife.
Yeah, I believe that. I know you're scared of your
wife. I'm scared of the belt. I'm still scared of Belle. Grandma
yo,
to
yo,
this
what,
day.
Yo, what's day. Worse? What's worse, all right? Yo, I think I said this on the show before, but what's worse, all right?
Yeah.
Either.
We got 10 more minutes.
Either a grown, you get slapped in the face by a grown-ass man.
That's not happening.
In front of your girl.
Yeah, it's a shot.
Or somebody has to pull the belt out on you.
What's the belt on you?
Pull the belt out on you.
You're not smacking me in front
I'm
of
me. I'm not smacking you. I'm part of my shorty, so. Hold on. So
they have to pull the belt out on you.
All right, so how about this? Here, that's another
side. So you're saying you'd rather somebody pull the belt out on you?
Yeah, but nobody's putting a belt on me that I'm like,
oh, all right, so,
like the
all
right, belt then. Don't hurt me no more. It just
so like, you'd rather somebody pull the belt out on you?
It's like this. I'd rather say it like this. Would you rather me serve you a hot drink to your lips in front of your girl? Or me smack you? That's a real fucking question right there. It's a shit in this show where we like, yo, what a man can do.
What a man can do.
And to me, top one right now is a man can serve a hot drink, cup or spoon, to my mouth. Right? Yo. So to go to what Mo said is like, yo, would you rather a man slap you or in front of your girl or serve you a fucking hot drink to your lips?
Oh, okay, that one's hard.
Yeah, that's hard. So let's think about it. Go ahead. And we still waiting for those fifth place results. Yo, so Elliot, if you went to fifth place, just please.
Elliot just said, I fought fights I knew I would lose. I've got the shit beat out of me when you show that person you're going to fight for that they won't likely fight you again. That's true, bro.
That is true.
That's 100%.
True. No, that's courageous.
That's being
courageous. But now, Elliot, the play myself question. Would you, Elliot, let a man serve you a hot drink to your lips, cup or spoon to your lips in front of your girl, or take a slap from that same man in front of your girl? Talk heavy.
Yo, I'm not getting slapped, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
In front of Shorty. Yeah.
I'm not getting slapped. I'm taking a drink, bro. I'm taking a drink.
To your lips?
I'm taking a drink. All
right. I'm going with
it, too. I'm not getting slapped, bro.
I'm going to take the slap. Because depending on who the man is. Because sometimes, it's better than the man. I can fight him after. But, like, a man is not putting no fucking...
And then I'll say thank you after.
Yo, so hold on, Mo. I'm going to put... hot chocolate to your lips.
Nah, you said tea, bro.
What?
It's gotta be tea.
It matters?
Yeah, it's gotta be tea.
It matters?
For me, bro, hot chocolate, thank you.
It's gotta be tea.
With my hand.
What about you, Mike? What about you? You gotta be tea or hot chocolate?
Not happening. For another man to put in my lips?
Yeah. He's taking the hot chocolate. Are you taking a spoon first? Are they gonna spoon it or?
I'll take the tea. Fuck it.
Yeah.
A man giving you tea to your lips to ask you, is it hot enough in front of your girl?
Yeah, over a glass, yeah.
Nah, I'm like, girl, put that on the table, son. Hey, look,
it's only weird if you make it weird.
Exactly.
That's everything.
See, I'm just going to say thank you.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say thank you.
Oh, so you would condone it?
Listen, as long as he's not slapping me in the fucking face, I don't want to get slapped in front of my girl.
Yeah, like nobody.
What type of man? No, bro, you're not. Especially if he backhands me, I'm not doing it, bro.
Then you gotta fight right there.
Yeah, it's a reaction. But this whole reaction.
Charlie Murphy said it best, bro. He said there's a gunfight after that shit.
Mo, hold on. Mo, can you look at the camera?
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And Drew too, if you want to. Right, because this is not Drew's show, but I'll tell you, Drew, how your lips go when a man is. Like, do you sit when you, from a spoon in front of your girl?
Bro, I'm not gonna, you figure it out, bro.
This is how I would
That's what I'm saying, that's wild.
You figure it out.
Yo, to a man, yeah, imagine putting your lips like that to a man, that's not happening.
Dude, like, that's why I had airplane. To the camera.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Nah.
That's it.
Well, you a coward.
I'm a coward.
Yeah?
Yeah. And we're gonna end like that. But guys, call to action is tell your friends to tell a friend.
Yo, Rob said, Rob said, I'd rather a man slap me so I can smack the dark shit out of him.
Word.
He would say some shit like that.
Word, Rob. Instead of a motherfucker putting a hot drink to my lips with his hand under my, with his hand under the spoon. Fuck out of here. Like this. To me.
Not in front of my girl, bro.
Nothing. Yeah, bro. You can defend yourself, but like, you after you take the sip, after you... In front of your girl, like, how she look at you?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, hey, you braver than me, man. Well, maybe that next show, you know what I mean? You can bring your girl and we'll do it. Because I mean, I guess it's, I couldn't do it. But,
I fucking hope a fucking shirtless guy fucking comes up to you and fucking feeds you fucking tea,
bro.
That's your nightmare.
A dude with no shirt can't touch my face.
He'll grab you by the back of the head, like.
Yeah, my boy can't buckle me in his collar, son. He can't, like, if I'm in his car, I'm like, yo, son, I buckle me, son. Like, you know what I mean? I buckle me, son. Like,
I'll buckle you.
I'ma die. Yo, you can't buckle my seatbelt in your car, bro.
Just reach across you?
You can't reach across me. Another man's not reaching across me. There's no reason why a man should have, like, this across your fucking shoulders, bro. To be honest. I teach my son that same way. I'm like, yo, gang that off. But call to action. Call to action is Drew's been a very good guest because he talk about silly shit on his show. You talking about like our show, we talk about silly events, but Drew really talk about
his show's funny as hell, bro.
Eating cold meat.
Yo, it shows fucking funny as shit, bro. Like,
they eating cold meat and like why he likes cold beef. No, oh shit, I shouldn't even. But it's funny. I mean, I don't know.
Just watch your show.
Watch the show.
Yeah.
Fifth place. And we had a good time tonight with the chat. And definitely hit us up. But we want you to hit Drew up and tell us what the fuck is wrong with his site, right? But the challenge for Drew on this show is to repost, and we'll work together, to repost that show that he did with his son and then do it again. Because that's a gem that everyone is missing. And I will definitely, Mo will fucking definitely hold me accountable. And we will definitely put that in the notes to this show. Because that is a gem. And the gem being that gate that is still around where a son can just be that comfortable with his dad. And it brought me back to childhood. It was very special. So, fifthplace.com, right?
Fifthplace.com, correct, yeah.
You want to say anything about fifthplace.com?
Fifthplace.com, check it out. You know what I mean? I got my summer collection out right now. It ends on September 5th. And then I'll be working on my fall line. I don't have a release date for that, but just stay tuned.
All right.
And then Mo's gonna do a cooking show soon, but we got
at some point.
We just gotta make it. I just have to time stamp it so I can be like, yo, remember I said this? You know, but I'm not really like it. But thank you guys for tuning in. Remember, tell your friends, like. And last time, you know what though? I was kind of beefing about this. Last time we seen y'all people in here. And we had one like at the end of the show. And that was my man, Claude. Yo, like this shit.
Like?
It costs you nothing to like or subscribe and tell people that we working hard. Yes, please, sir. Working hard.
That helps the show grow. It
helps the show grow. Thank you, Mo.
Which, actually, Miles is afraid of growth, but it helps the show grow.
See?
You know? And then you guys will
see. He's got to face his fears.
Face your fears, bro.
He's peeking at my vulnerabilities.
I'm just saying, but, bro.
Mo, you got the last word. Close the goddamn show.
If we can get enough subscribers, then we will make sure that Miles puts some lotion on. Thank you all. All right. Thank you all for watching us. Appreciate it. We love y'all. God bless.
Peace.
God bless.
We're going to maybe close out with some music, but we're still, they can still hear everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fire.
Drew! My man, Drew! Shit.
Yo, Mo, you love that one for me?
You want it?
Hell yeah, bro. You got like the apple.
Yeah, it's alright. Go ahead and take it. Shit, man.
Oh, shit. Right here, man. Good shit.
This motherfucker took over. He tried to say, I had boring questions.
I like those questions.
I was falling asleep.
No.
Yeah, but
that's like
his podcast, bro. I'm like,
nah, bro. You were rushing the whole shit. I had it all lined up. I was down here while you were upstairs chilling.
Yeah, you are a piece of shit.
So get in the chat and be like, yo, this is
sorry. Listen, all I'm saying is, if I got the interview, you tell me I got the interview.
I got the interview.
Yeah, didn't he say you?
Yeah. This motherfucker like, I'm full asleep. I'm full retarded, asleep.
So I got fucking.
Yeah, you're a part retarded. Why we get along? We fucking argue like cats and dogs.
I know.
That banter is funny as shit.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media at Play Myself Show. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, stay yourself.